KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Widespread destruction across central Texas after flash flooding in the area killed at least 80 people over the holiday weekend. ABC's Matt Gutman has more.
With the floodwaters receding, that death toll mercilessly rising. After that early morning July 4th deluge sent a flood wave that swallowed riverside camps and communities. Up to a foot of rain raised the Guadalupe River 26 feet in less than an hour. And a wall of water and debris tearing through Camp Mystic, where 750 girls were spending July 4th, dozens of children and counselors trapped in their bunks as the waters coursed through the camp. 10 girls and one counselor still reported missing.
President Trump has indicated he plans to visit the area on Friday. He's also set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this evening to discuss a possible ceasefire accord in Israel's war with Hamas. It's the second time Netanyahu has visited the White House this year. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee to kick off a key three-game series. Freddie Peralta, just named to the All-Star game, will start tonight. The Brewers with a 3-1 win yesterday in Miami. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win, holding the Marlins to just one run in six innings. Pat Murphy wasn't sure if Woodruff was ready.
His velo and his other stuff, it didn't indicate like, oh, this guy's going to go six today, but he located it well. And then the second inning, he was better. Third inning, better. Fourth inning, better. Fifth inning, better. It was like, wow. And he said, I'm coming to the end here in between the fifth and the sixth. And he went out in the sixth, and we had guys up in the pen, and it was great.
Woodruff says there's nothing like pitching in the big leagues.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. You need to get in this environment, and you need to get back out on that major league mound, and that take cares of everything.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low to mid 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXradio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
They're talking about this as though it's some tax cut. Even the stuff that they're talking about, taxes on tips. No tax on tips. That's only for people, that's only up to $25,000. And if you're making less than that, you're already kind of exempt from a lot of these things in the first place. So they're giving people crumbs and they're taking away the whole loaf. And it's just a genuinely really sad day for our country.
Thank you, AOC. Art, we need to get through all of the musical minutiae here on the our listeners, the biggest keepers of the musical minutiae, which we want to get through before we get to the earth-shattering problems facing America. Damien, Chris is Wrong, What's Up by Four Non Blondes dominated the charts during my senior year of high school. Yeah. That year was 1993, not 2005, which was Stephanie's 12th grade year. Right. Thank you, Damien.
And
you
pointed out that when you get to be as old as I am, time just really has no meaning.
Yeah. Okay. Also, this ends up being a love letter for Chris, even though it starts, it starts, You're Beautiful. And Chris is Wrong again. Hi, Mama, about Mom Donnie. Steph, it's Mom Donnie. I think you're accidentally mixing up the M and N. I'm quite certain I am.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a correction letter for me.
It would be unusual if you didn't.
Mom Donnie. There. Okay. Mom Donnie's idea, he's doing a guess the quote. Mom Donnie's idea to have the government take over all the grocery stores is at the 5208 mark on June 3rd, 2025. Millions of people had to send me the thing that you said that you didn't say. Okay, no hate intended, just love for the great show you all put on. Speaking of love, Steph, you remain our beautiful queen of liberal talk radio, as you have been since. Well, when did you and Marconi first patent the radio again?
Uh-huh.
You know what, Ryan? You know what? There's no need to smear me in your... Okay, Ryan in Toronto says, P.S., please tell Chris I really intend no hate. I thought people were quite mean and unfair about some of the things he shared on the air, especially earlier this year. I would not be surprised if he was hurt by some of the calls and letters, and he didn't deserve any of that. He is an excellent producer and great foil, and your dynamic has long been a favorite of mine. All the best to you and Bella with Aziz and her tummy trouble. He's not just an excellent producer. He's the best producer in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
That stuff did hurt, and that's why I'm not on social media anymore.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Chris is a very good producer. I've worked with so many producers,
right?
And Chris is the best.
This is right. The mentor of all mentors. You're welcome. And now we have a new booking producer, Bella's dad.
Yeah.
So it's really one big happy family, literally.
Can your dad put me in touch with her? Because she doesn't have a contact information on her website. So.
I'm getting pitches from Bella's family. Okay.
DM her on Instagram.
I have other ways. I have other ways.
All right. All right. Some more from Governor Andy Beshear on the big ugly.
These
show.
Work requirements really aren't about getting people back to work. They are about increasing the paperwork on everybody. That's the senior, because 70% of our long-term care costs are covered by Medicaid. And that's children as well, with half of Kentucky's kids covered by Medicaid. These work requirements aren't just for specific people. Everybody else has to check all the boxes saying they're not able-bodied. And what happens is when somebody misses that one box, they are kicked off for 6 months or more.
Yep.
A lot of things people are saying is a lot of people, unfortunately, this is part of this disinformation, Chris, we've been talking about forever. They don't know that it's Medicaid because it's called something different in their state, so they think this isn't going to affect them. Covey said Trump won Curtis, Nebraska by 75 points in the November election. Now they're about to lose their only hospital because of Trump's Medicaid cuts. That is what they voted for, FAFO. This would be in the FAFO.
If you want to find out, all you got to do is fuck around.
Oh, dear.
If you want to find out, does it seem direct the portion line? Have you signed up for billionaire extortion? You want to find out, all you got to do is fuck around.
Okay, thanks so much. What do you call it? Brian Tyler Cohen, our friend, said the fiscal conservatives in the Republican Party just added $4 trillion to the deficit to give the wealthiest people on earth a tax cut. The pro-family conservatives just took health care away from 17 million Americans to give ICE a bigger budget than Brazil's military, the single most inhumane and indefensible bill ever passed. Ro Khanna on the bill.
In 2017, there was disproportionate benefits for the wealthy, but you're right, everyone got some break. Now, 40% of Americans, if you're working class or middle class, you're actually going to be worse off because you're going to lose health care, you're going to lose food assistance, and the small tax cut isn't going to make up for that.
Yeah. One last one. Robert Garcia from out here in California.
A lot of the health care provisions, of course, are happening a couple years from now, after the next election. And then even some of the areas where there maybe could have been some bipartisan support, like let's take the no tax on tips, which, by the way, we support if there was actually some bipartisan work together. That no tax on tips, those actually expire in a couple of years, yet the tax cuts for billionaires are permanent.
Yeah. This was an interesting one. Melanie said, now I'm going to hold all your little hands when I tell you once you build concentration camps, it's not long before you decide the answer to the labor shortages in the fields, meat packing and food processing plants is forced labor using the people from the concentration camps. I would not be shocked if that was next. Because as you said, Chris, they didn't think this through. What do you do when all this labor is gone?
Yeah.
What happens to our economy?
They allowed their hatred to, to cloud their judgment.
Yep. Yep. And Stimpy says if a convicted sexual assaulter and felon building a concentration camp called Allocator Alcatraz doesn't seem completely up to you, there's something seriously up with you.
Stimpy wrote in?
Yeah, not of Ren and.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, by itself.
I was like, that didn't sound like Stimpy.
Caroline in Texas. Hey, Caroline.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
I'm a huge fan,
Stephanie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I love you guys. I just wanted to say about this terrible flooding here in the hill country. The weather guys, the meteorologists, they were talking about this in the evening before it happened. They said there was the potential for a rain bomb in the hill country and that people needed to be careful. And they wrote about it on social media. Meteorologist Steve Brown, Avery Tomasco. I even sent a text to my daughter who's working in Helotes, and she, told all of her friends who worked in Kerrville about it. So, people, if they were paying attention to the news, they would know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except I don't know. Chris, out here, we got, we get the things on our phone.
Right.
What was it? For the fires, right?
Right, the alerts.
I mean, we know, right, if we were supposed to evacuate or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Not every locality has that, though.
Yeah.
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 It was also, if you didn't have a app, like, where you were tracking it, you wouldn't know if you were being evacuated until the very last second.
Right.
So like a last resort type of alert. Yeah. So
all this county had was posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
Nobody's reading Facebook in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're up and scrolling, because you can't sleep.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, you would have gotten it.
You would have been fine.
Right.
I can only watch 25 Ugly Bettys in a row before I'm like, all right, I gotta go online, see what's happening.
By the way, we played some Hakeem Jeffries. Andrea said, just for those who may be a little confused, Hakeem Jeffries protesting Trump's brutal bill by delivering the longest House floor speech in U.S. history isn't performative. Wearing an overnight maxi pad on your ear after an alleged, quote-unquote, assassination attempt is performative. No, good for him. So at least people got to see in the daylight what's in this bill. Yeah. You know it's not good when they're trying to pass it in the dark of night, right?
Nope.
So good for him. He could have also read Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. What else? He could have made it longer. What's the other one? That Jethro Tull song?
And Jody just let me know that the end by the Doors is 11 minutes.
Thank you, Jody Hamilton, noted musicologist. Thank you very much.
And then that. I wrote back to her and said every song by LCD Sound System is about that long.
It's about, they're all about 10 minutes long. Yeah. All of them.
Chris, who said the Democratic Party blew out the deficit in 2020? Who said that?
Snow White.
No, that would be a lying Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Trump was president in 2020. Yeah. Just for those of you that, you know.
That. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Just, I don't know, like to math the math and stuff like that. Okay. And David, with another sobering, he said, if you insist we wait until after they've killed 6 million to call them Nazis, you've missed the point of the lesson. We were supposed to call them out and stop them before the mass killing starts. And as I just try to give people a little hope, the Nazis didn't win in Germany. So the bad guys generally do not win. Just keep that. There's more of us. Oh, I posted pictures of my friends, my sister's friends, Bill and Jason. They do look like members of ZZ Top, and they are big Steph heads in ruby red Rowan County, North Carolina. Hi, Bill. Hi, Jason. They have great. They have great.
I saw them.
No Kings and all that. Yeah.
Are they boyfriends?
No, it's father and son. Oh. Pay attention. Oh my God! Must you take everything beautiful and make it weird? I'm sorry, Bill. They watch every morning. I'm sorry, Chris doesn't.
Boyfriends, you know, often end up looking like each other.
You know these homos. I am so sorry, Bill and Jason.
Boyfriends often end up looking like each other.
They look like each other because they're father and son. My point is, it's a very red county,
okay,
and they are big progressives, and so there are more of us than them, is my
point.
There
are homos in red counties.
Oh, my God. Bill and Jason, I am so sorry. Oh, God. And to every member of ZZ Top as well. Audrey in Chicago. Hello.
Good morning. I was just thinking, you know, I'm one of those people who suspects that many of the MAGA supporters, that they are very perverse and that they dream of once again reintroducing the enslavement economy, and that they thought that all those deported Hispanics and Hispanic Americans, let's just call it for what it is, these people don't discern between people of color. They think we all don't belong here, okay? So they don't discern black Africans from black Haitians. They don't discern brown Mexicans from brown Cubans, from Guadalupans, so on and so forth. They just don't do that. But I have a sneaking suspicion they thought that they would somehow or another get to reintroduce the slave economy and get another group of enslaved persons from black people of today.
Yeah.
Between them attacking our rights in the workplace and our birthright citizenship provisions in the Constitution. Just don't put anything beneath these people.
I know. I am with you. What he is describing is exactly slavery. Harry said Alligator Alcatraz is planning to, quote, lend out people from the concentration camp to farmers. So we're just openly legalizing slavery again, internment camps and forced labor in 2025. Unbelievable. So she's not the only one that has that reaction to all of this. By the way, here's a yes, it is a cult story.
Okay.
Okay. This was at the Trump rally. Where was this? In Iowa? A Trump fan told a pro-MAGA host, who's this? Right Side Broadcasting Network. Are you familiar?
I am familiar.
Okay. She said Trump's tariffs are hurting the company where she works, but she still thinks Trump is doing a fantastic job. So the host, the woman's name's Karen, of course.
Of course it is.
Karen Sergensen. You know her.
Sure, it's you. Sure,
yeah.
Sure, it's you.
Mm-hmm. She said she works for a warehouse for a company that's being hurt by Trump's tariffs, but she and Lauren, the host, reasoned that it's all going to be good in the long term. Sure. And Sergensen had a positive message when asked what she would say to Trump. Here's the... Would you like the whole dialogue?
All right.
The tariffs are really hurting the company I work for right now because the parts are coming from China, the castings. And the tariffs, we've got a lot of stock that's supposed to go out of the country with Universes, everybody. And it's sitting on our dock because the customer doesn't want to accept it because of the tariffs right now. Christina said, this is the host of Right Side Broadcast, said this is impacting your industry directly, but you're like me and understand the fact that it's for the long-term gains. It's going to hurt for a little, just like President Trump told us. Karen Sergensen said, the people I work for, when they did the tariffs because it's hurting our company, they were so mad. I go, listen, this is going to be temporary, but it's for the future. It's for your kids' future. Something's got to happen. Otherwise, the country will go broke. Christina, the host, said, what would you say President Trump has from time to time been known to watch Right Side Broadcasting? We're grateful for it. What would you say if he was watching right now and you had his ear? Karen Sergensen, you're doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. You're making America great again.
Didn't she just get done saying how much she was being hurt by the policies of...
Right. Okay. Oh, Karen.
These people.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, which means we're that much closer to Joy Reid. This portion...
You're just crawling to Joy Reid.
Yes. She's my salvation. This portion of the show brought to you by Quince. What a fantastic company this is.
Yes, it is.
Right? Summer's in full swing. You need that. You have that urge to refresh your closet, but you're trying not to waste money on pieces you're only going to wear once. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what
Eleganza.
Way beyond what you'd expect for the price, right? 100% European linen tops starting at just $30. I mean, on and on. Everything with Quince is like half the cost of similar brands. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middlemen, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. They only work with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices, premium fabrics and finishes. I got some amazing towels. I got some hoop earrings I was telling you about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so fantastic. I love it. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Leave her alone. You're lucky she even performed for you bastard. Leave
Stephanie Miller
alone. Please.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. It's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. I use their relief stick on my lower back after bike rides every week. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, I think I have everything now. I have the sheets. I have the duvet cover. I have the comforter. Mm-hmm. I have the towels. I got the jammies. I have the all-day tee and pant collection. It's so soft and so amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and a picture I posted with my sister's friends. I'm wearing the pants. They're so, you can tell you want to touch the picture. They look so soft
and nice.
Comfy. Yeah. Okay. Summer sleep, right? Can be bad, right? It's hot, tossing, turning, sweating. Cozy Earth bamboo sheets. Come on. They're made from viscose from bamboo. They naturally wick away heat and moisture. So you stay several degrees cooler at night. I noticed the difference the very first night. 100 night sleep trial. What did you just got to lose? Cozy Earth, not just for better sleep, that all day tee keeps you cool and comfortable. The studio pants, ridiculously soft. And the everywhere pant is a total game changer for staying cool, moving comfortably on the go. Cozy days are here, July 11th to the 13th. Now only go to CozyEarth.com. Use the code Stephanie. Save up to 45% on their best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie for up to 45% off. 27 minutes after the hour. We've been talking about the tragedy in Texas all morning. Kay says the gall of people who support firing 600 National Weather Service employees and then blame the National Weather Service for not quickly predicting a flooding event is beyond me, is the FO stage of FAFO. Man, we're in full velocity FAFO now. And the other thing we've been talking about all morning, Chris, Emmy says, Christy Noem says the reason Texas people didn't get, quote, pinged on their cells about flash flooding because of, wait for it, you know it's coming, say it with me now, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't, do they not know how laughable they sound? Joe Biden, I don't know how any group of people could actually be any more gullible than MAGAs. It boggles the mind. Yeah. Okay, one more. Kaylee says it's so wild to hear people say things like, well, if you don't want to be eaten by alligators, don't try to escape, and not realize that those are the exact words formerly said by slave owners. One last one. They built a concentration camp. It's a money laundering scheme. No way a circus tent with barbed wire in the Everglades cost $450 million. That's the other. There's always another layer of awfulness, that it's about private prisons and, you know, funneling them and forced labor. It's unbelievable. This one. Attorney Ryan said Republicans selling all their stock in companies that rely on Medicaid before voting for Trump's budget should be a much bigger scandal. Everything should. Yes. There's just not enough time in the news cycles, right? I made this point earlier. The amount of people who say I don't have Medicaid, I have state insurance, is making people realize that the orange man won. This is what, remember them saying, oh, I don't need Obamacare, I have Kentucky Net or whatever it's called in their state.
That is Obamacare.
Exactly. Oh, finally, joy to the world. Joy Reid is next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab, and though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
I don't want to see Governor Evers go. Dan Schaefer is saying, no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's great, but he's too old.
Mm.
My ass, he's too old.
Well, he's your age.
Stop
right?
It. Yes. Yes, he's my age. So I
think that has something to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it. I feel insulted, Dan. Okay, that was a hidden reason why I didn't want to tell anybody, but thank you, Gordy, for telling everybody my secret.
Well,
weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Housing. It's not an option. It's...
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
Yay! Oh, my goddess. My goddess is back. Joy Reid. Winner of, I don't know, every award in the universe.
Yes.
Bestseller. Oh, my God, I miss you so much. You don't understand. I thank you for coming on, despite how creepy I've always been about you.
I love you so much, there's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, I thought I couldn't love you more, and then you bitch-slapped Scott Jennings into the middle of the next election cycle. And I, you know, I've been panel riffraff. You are not panel riffraff. You are, I say this all the time, Joy, you are working at some level that nobody else in media is working on. You are, it was so brilliant. You just like broke down the entire history of Iran, and you work at such a depth and a breadth of knowledge that I just, honestly, I'm continually just amazed by you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's funny because we've sort of rolled up on my sixth grade life has like somehow become relevant because, you know, but the first thing that ever got me interested in news was the Iran hostage crisis, weirdly enough. I'm aging myself, yeah. But I was in like sixth grade and I was so fascinated by it. And my mom let me sit up and watch this new thing, this new show that became Nightline. And I literally watched it the whole 360 days or however long that thing lasted and really got really interested in the region. And so I'm actually kind of fascinated by the whole history of the U.S. and Iran and the Dulles brothers. I mean, every time I land at Dulles Airport, I think Kafka-esque, horrible, ugly airport, and also the Dulles brothers were evil. You know? I mean, that's just the reality of the real world, you know, including my father's country. My father's from the Congo. I mean, Patrice Lumumba, they iced him too.
Yeah.
So it's like I just happen to be interested in it, and I don't know about you, Stephanie, but I find it so frustrating when Americans try to write off our conflicts in the world as they hate us for our freedoms. Seriously, like that's the most childish excuse ever.
Yeah. So there's a list of things I will die mad about. Hillary in 2016, Kamala in 2024, and you and MSNBC. However, I am so glad you are unfettered and have this new Joy Reid show. You have to talk to us about it because you, without having corporate, you know, whatever you want to call it, I think is just so fantastic. Just talk to us a little bit about what you've been through and what you're doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is sometimes, you know, my godmother, my 92-year-old Jamaican godmother always says disappointment works for good, right? And in this case, you know, it was very, very disappointing, really shocking. It was a surprise firing. I got fired on my day off, like they say on the movie Friday, and I had no idea it was coming. Like, we didn't see it coming. I definitely had issues with management. You know, they weren't thrilled with my Gaza coverage or anything I posted related to the Gaza war. They were not happy about it. They were not thrilled with some of the cheeky things I posted about Trump or said about Trump and the way that we talked about Donald Trump on the show. So I knew they weren't, like, thrilled. But we hadn't, you know, gotten any warning of, hey, do this and you're getting, like, there was nothing like that. And our numbers were good and climbing.
Yes.
And so it was really out of the blue. But you know what? New administrations come in, you know, in politics and also in media, and they decide to put their own stamp on the network.
Yeah.
And, you know, new management decided they wanted to put their own stamp on it. And apparently I was not in the stamp. I was not, you know, the ink didn't include Joy. So they were like, we don't want to. So, you know, they made their decision. And it's like, you know what? I don't own MSNBC. I'm not even a huge stockholder. Y'all can do whatever you want. And that, you know, as they say, one monkey don't stop, no show. I'm still going to go and do what I do. And my husband and I have a production company. We had talked for years about doing a digital, you know, independent podcast. And so we just hurried up our timeline. You know, I was going to do it in, you know, 5-10 years when I retired from the readout. We decided we'll just do it now. And I love the freedom to, like, you know, do what we want, say what we want, how we want, and not have, you know, any sort of corporate suits kind of breathing down on us.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, you said something, I think it was to Malcolm Nance the other day about the times we're in, just that following the normal rules is not sufficient in the face of fascism, I think is what you said. And, you know, Joy, to me, this is just part of more media companies bending the knee, you know, and kissing the ring. And by the way, it never works because the bully always comes back for your lunch money again. Right. I mean, and the latest is this Paramount, you know, paying Trump off to which in an obvious blackmail. Yeah,
it's blackmail. And 60 Minutes, the most august news show on television, for them to bend the knee on that, it's even worse than what ABC did. And what they did to George Stephanopoulos was ridiculous. George Stephanopoulos did nothing wrong.
Right.
There was no, and they would have won the lawsuit, by the way. Every lawyer I know says that easily they would, ABC, Disney would have. the companies because he wants positive coverage. I mean, what they're the Paramount settlement, they're having to give money that ultimately goes to the Trump library. They're literally just paying him. Amazon just paying Melania. Who wants her biopic?
Right.
Like, what, unless they're going to tell me how she got the genius visa, then I actually might watch it.
I was just going to say, I mean, I know you got one of those Harvard, you got one of those Harvard degrees, but even you don't know how she got a genius.
What's she a genius at? I mean, I don't want to speculate. What's she a genius at? Honestly. I don't want to know, but I want to know.
You know, I would say you are so sorely missed at MSNBC, except that I got to say, a lot of the brave voices like yours and Jim Acosta, you know, it's part of what's happening here with this fascism and all these your great voices. You're not gone. You're in a different form that doesn't have the same kind of, you know, constraints. So, you know, that part, I think, is really exciting because I just, you know, watching you just in the little, when I saw you just on a panel, I'm like, well, that's not enough to contain Joy. She's got to it's got to have her own show again because you're, you know.
We're like Bebe's kids. We don't die, we multiply. That's
the way it is. Yes, yes.
And can I just say, all of it, we were just talking about this, like, farm thing that Trump's talking about. He's describing slavery. I mean, the thing in Florida is a concentration camp. I mean, we got to say the thing for what it is. And I just, I loved what your conversation about race with Malcolm Nance. And I saved a tweet for you. Someone said, I can't believe people are still berating Kamala Harris for not being on the front lines. She's in her house where y'all sent her. How are y'all going to not choose her for the job, then be mad she's not doing the job? Stop berating black women for no longer providing free, thankless, unreciprocated labor. And talk a little about what you talked about, just about, you know, where people of color are right now in this. I don't even know what to call it. I could call it a show because I have a bleep button. You can't say the S word on the show, by the way.
FCC. No, I mean, look, yeah, no, I look, the reality is, you know, there's a Handmaid's Tale that this country is trying to railroad white women into, which is that they want white women back in the kitchen, cooking, cleaning, making sandwiches, and not working. They want to cut the workforce in half, and then cut that in half by making sure non-white men can't work either. They're literally, unless in the fields, apparently, as indentured servants. That's their new thing for the Latinos. But for black women, there's a kind of Handmaid's Tale on the other side, where black women are always expected to be the handmaidens of liberty. We're the ones who came out, you know, it was, you know, it's Sojourner Truth that's out there fighting for not just the liberation of black women, but all women. You know, it's black women. You know, this week is Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated convention. The women who founded Delta Sigma Theta, those 22 women, tried to march with white women for the vote and were literally beaten in the streets by white suffragettes, some on horseback, beating them because they're like, you can't march with us. You have to march in the back. We're segregating this march for women's rights. But it was Harriet Tubman. It's so true. Black women have been fighting for the right of women to be able to get a bank account, which they couldn't get till 1974. The right of women to have reproductive health. That's been from the very beginning. Black women were, you know, hiding herbs in order to provide abortion services. White women have benefited, you know, and white America has benefited from black women's being the handmaidens of liberty. And at this stage, with Kamala Harris having been rejected, including by a lot of would-be Democrats who just didn't vote, black women are like, well, then y'all do it. We've done our share. We are not y'all handmaids. You all do it. And I am very much in the base of, I think Kamala Harris should speak out. I think Barack Obama, everyone should speak out. No one can afford to be silent. It's fascism. Everybody should speak. But when it comes to who's on the front lines, I do believe that has to be white America, because this was white America's choice. I don't care how you crash the numbers or crack down the numbers. It was still an overwhelmingly white electorate that wanted Trump. And this was their heart's desire. This was white college educated people, white non-college people, other than white women with a college degree who voted mostly 52% with us. White America didn't. And if you took white Americans and put them on a spaceship and beamed them up into space and only non-white people could vote, Republicans would never win another election. That's just reality. Even when Hispanic men go the other way, they were canceled out by Latinas. So it's like the reality is, white America, this is your time. This is your moment.
Yeah.
This is your chance to get in the front of those marches. You guys need to be out there with Indivisible. You need to be physically putting your bodies in the street. Yeah. It's actually less risky for you.
Well, I mean, what's happening here in L.A.? Yeah, what's happening here in L.A., Joy, I keep saying that. Like, I don't have to be afraid of getting snatched up if I go over to the Home Depot. That's white privilege. You know, put your white privilege on the line to shield other people that can't do it. And so, you know, you can rest for a second. Listen, white bitches, I'm talking to you now. Get your together. Joy Reid is correct. It's true. I love the way you said it to Malcolm. You said, we'll be with you. We'll be second chair. Like, you get this now. You
awesome.
This up. You Amen. Fix it. Right? I mean, Joy, I don't, you know.
You broke it, you bought it.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor. The fact that not only we're building a concentration camp, they're selling merch. They're selling merch. Right?
Yes.
That's
they're
where.
They're selling merch. And look, the ancestors see it because they flooded it. See, what I love about the ancestors, again, the ancestors are also second chair, but the ancestors are always working. They're like, we're going to flood this. They went in and flooded Alligator Auschwitz. We call it Alligator Auschwitz, not Alligator Alcatraz.
Thank you. Me too.
Alcatraz. Yeah. And Alligator Auschwitz is something that DeSantis is very proud of. It brought him and Trump back together. That's how powerful the hatred of Latinos is. And what I want to say to my brown brothers and sisters who have been rejecting and resisting the idea of coalescing with black people because you all have bought into the notion of revering whiteness and trying to opt into whiteness, they're not going to do for you what they did for the Italians, which is they made them white. They weren't white. When they got here, they were in the fields in Louisiana alongside black people sharecropping and being basically slaves. But then they said, oh, we need more white people. So they were like, you can be white. People, okay, you can be white now. We're not going to take with the sign that said no Jews, no Cubans, no black. We're going to take the no Jews sign off. You can be white too. And you can opt in. We'll count you as white. They did it with the Irish. They're not going to do that with Hispanics because there are too many of them. And they're like, we look at these numbers. Latinos are growing in number too fast. They're never going to let you in, Venezuelans, Cubans, Colombians. They'll never let you into whiteness. They're just going to deport you or persecute you.
Now, do you take special pleasure in this fight, big bag of rats, Elon Musk, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump fighting? I take special pleasure in because Steve Bannon told Elon Musk, who's a white supremacist, to go back to Africa. And I take special pleasure in someone telling a white supremacist to go back to Africa. But I don't know how
I think for the Africans. The Africans do not want him back. Right. They say, do not bring him here. We do not want him here. I'm speaking for the Africans in the African dialect. No, do not send him back.
That's really good. All right, I saved one last.
I'm father African, so I can do that.
That's great. I saved one last tweet for you just because, you know, you talk so eloquently, too, about the Democratic Party. I think it was on Charlemagne. You can tell I've been stalking you. I've seen you on everything. Yeah. So but Michelle said, Joe Rogan wondering if we're sliding into fascism is like a bartender asking if the crowd's getting drunk. Buddy, you serve the shots. I mean, what do you make of all these people going, oh, my God, he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, right?
It's insane. So the topic of the Joy Reid Show tonight is going to be Elon Musk saying he wants to start his own party, the America Party. And I want to be like, I'm not going to cuss. B, you already have a party. It's called the Republican Party. You took it and bought and paid $250 million for it. It's yours. You created the party that doged out the NWS and NOAA. So now white people are drowning in Texas because of you. You're the one who decided that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And now y'all are cutting Social Security. You are the one who decided. Elon, you paid for the gutting of Medicare. And now you're complaining because you didn't realize they were going to doge your subsidies for Tesla. Now, when you found that the electric car subsidies weren't in the big, ugly-ass bill, suddenly you're like, the bill is an abomination. But you loved it until it hit you. You're the one who destroyed the federal government. You gutted it. That was your plan. You paid to do it. So the reality is the idea that he's going to start some other party. Nah, man, I hope Trump does deport you, just not to South Africa. They don't want you. Deport you to El Salvador with all the other people you set up to go there.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is Steve Bannon, all these people cooked up this meal, and now they don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
They don't want to eat it. They wanted you and me to eat it. They
Thank
wanted
you.
Women, gays, the poor little trans people. They want them to eat it, but they cooked it. They got to eat it.
That's
and
right.
I don't feel sorry for them. No.
Thank you. When they said I didn't vote for this, yes, you did. You just voted for it to happen to other people, not to you. You know, so I, yeah. I mean, but you're just parting advice for the Democratic Party, because I thought you said a lot of great things just about, you know, following the regular rules is not sufficient in the face of fascism, and that we tend to, you know, they're not, like I keep saying, we're trying to get the Lady Bing Award in hockey, and they're like knocking our teeth out with their hockey sticks. Like, and the people like Jasmine Crockett, like you say, the people that are resonating with our base, because, you know, that's what we need right now, that kind of energy and urgency, right?
Look at the way the Democratic establishment is treating Zohran Mamdani, who is likely going to win as mayor of New York City. This man won an improbable race against Andrew Cuomo, who is the disgraced former governor of New York. He beat the former governor because people see and remember Andrew Cuomo and don't want his establishment politics back. He is going to be competitive against Eric Adams, who faked being a Democrat, but who's really a Republican, and not just a Republican, but a MAGA Republican willing to literally put migrants on Rikers Island, where they could die. And you've already seen something like 70 people die, not in New York, but around the country in these private prisons. And the reality is, you have somebody coming along who says, I'm going to make rent cheaper and make life affordable for New Yorkers. I'm going to try to create these city-owned grocery stores so people can afford to eat in the most expensive city in America. I'm going to try to make this city livable for regular people. And the right and the Democrats, not even forget the right, who are just outright Islamophobes.
Yeah.
Then you've got people like Kirsten Gillibrand defaming the guy in a radio interview and then having to apologize. You've got the Democratic establishment, even people from New York. I love Hakeem Jeffries, but come on, man. You're not going to endorse this Democrat who's running against toxic Eric Adams and beat Andrew Cuomo?
Yeah.
Why? Because he won't bend the knee to Bibi Netanyahu?
Yeah.
So unless he bends the knee to Bibi, he can't be mayor of New York City. Those two things don't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
But you all are so prostrate in front of AIPAC because they give you money, or because of whatever reason, or because you think this foreign government is more important than the New York City electorate who need cheaper rent and need cheaper food.
Yeah. Listen, I
don't understand it. They have to change.
No offense, New York, but I was done with you when you didn't elect Maya Wiley, so I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Listen,
right now,
don't even get me started.
Kirsten Gillibrand, you're gonna run Al Franken out of the Senate and then endorse Cuomo? No, I'm done with you.
He literally ran Al Franken out and then it's gonna endorse Cuomo. The thing is, New York City, and unfortunately, New York City is like that girlfriend of yours that always like gets.
This morning, and I love it.
We love it.
Okay, the Joy Reid Show. You cannot miss it. I'm not going to miss one of them. I please, please, please. Oh, my God. Your voice is more critical than ever now.
Absolutely.
I love you so much.
You are my favorite morning show. I get when I'm in the car riding around. This is the Stephanie Miller Show is what, like, perks me up and gets me up in the morning. I love you guys. You are my favorite morning show. Thanks for having me on.
Oh my God, you just cut that up and made it into a promo. I love you.
Thank you, Joy.
You can turn the world on with your smile.
Yes.
Heck with Mary Tyler Moore. Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
52 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Native Path.
Yes.
I needed some stamina to try to keep up with Joy Reid's brain power.
Well,
I tell you what, boy howdy.
Uh-huh.
Native Path collagen in my coffee every single morning. It is made with hydrolyzed collagen peptide. Right?
It is
everything you need is in there for your joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, for your digestion, right? For Bella and my rumbly tumblies.
Uh-huh.
GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your future funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com, use that code Stephanie, that is theknockbox.com, and the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. Theknockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code, Stephanie.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Joy Reid said we're her favorite morning show.
She had a potty mouth.
She did. I didn't think I could love her anymore. But the Joy Reid Show, it's going to broadcast three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, across YouTube and all major podcast platforms. Yep. She is amazing and brilliant. Emmy-nominated, New York Times bestseller.
Yep.
She had, by the way, MSNBC's highest-ever rated weekend show. Yep. I loved Morning Joy. I'm just saying, it would be such a great replacement for, Morning Joe. I'm just saying, if you went to Joy Reid with, I'd say, like, with grapes and, you know, shirtless men and, like, a big Brinks truck full of money and begged her. But for now, let's all support her on it. And also her Substack,
yes.
Right? Joy's House on Substack, author of Megger and Murley and The Man Who Sold America,
yep.
Trump and the Unraveling of the American Story. Just a brilliant, unique voice. We love you so much, Joy Reid. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. The death toll in Texas now stands at 82 following this weekend's flash flooding. Dozens of people are still missing and rain continues to fall. A considerable flash flood warning has been issued for Llano County. President Trump says he plans to visit Texas later this week. Tonight, he'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has what's on the agenda.
The goal, of course, is to get to that ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. The president said yesterday he believed they were close and that he thinks that they could get it done this week. They're also going to be talking about the recent U.S.-Israel offensive operations and attacks against Iran and where things stand in terms of the future of Iran's nuclear program.
This marks Netanyahu's first visit to Washington since the U.S., in coordination with Israel, struck three of Iran's nuclear facilities. This is ABC News.